Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies, becoming breezy for today, with highs looking to reach into the upper 30s, with south winds increasing to 15 to 25. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows around 30. Even milder into your Saturday, lots of sun, low 50s, but snow in the forecast Sunday, low 20s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 27.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. House Ag Committee Democrat Jim McGovern of Massachusetts said he would rather have no farm bill this year than a lousy farm bill. McGovern said he has not seen the House draft of the farm bill, but that he would work to defeat it if he doesn't like it, in hopes for a better bill in 2019, in hopes that Democrats will control the House. Committee Chairman Mike Conaway of Texas has sent the Farm Bill draft to the Congressional Budget Office for review. McGovern pointed out that Conaway has not shown him the draft of the nutrition title, even though he is the ranking member of the Nutrition Subcommittee. Spokesperson for Conaway said the congressman has received scores on some titles of the Farm Bill, but not all, and doesn't want to share drafts of the bill before we know what we can afford, they say. The Republican leadership expected to need Democratic votes to pass the bill this year because conservative Republicans are unlikely to support it. Well, the National State Departments of Agriculture set top priority policies for this year during their event in the nation's capital. During the organization's annual winter policy conference, leaders of the state agriculture departments called passing a unified farm bill, along with the successful modernization of the North American Free Trade Agreements, top issues for 2018. The group also calls for implementation of the Food Safety Modernization Act as a priority this year. NASDA President and Connecticut Commissioner of Agriculture, Steve Ravinsky, says the priorities the State Department of Agriculture set the stage for good things to happen. NASDA members also want rural broadband expansion, meaningful investments in infrastructure, and improvements to conservation programs for farmers and ranchers. NASDA represents the elected and appointed commissioners, secretaries, and directors for the Departments of Agriculture in all 50 states and 4 U.S. territories. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Mid-America Network News. A former Topeka car dealer who did not keep an advertised promise to donate to a memorial fund can no longer do business in the state. Kansas Attorney General's office said that Justin Bogina of Tecumseh and his Topeka business, Auto Acceptance Center Corporation, must also reimburse more than $25,000 to consumers. Bogina advertised he would donate $100 per vehicle that he sold during a specific time to the memorial fund of an officer that was killed in the line of duty. But he didn't make a donation until the investigation began in April. April of 2016. Two women are charged with first-degree murder in the death of a 34-year-old Eudora man who was found inside a burning house near Lawrence. The Douglas County District Attorney said 38-year-old Tria Evans of Lawrence and 37-year-old Christina Towle of Leavenworth are being held on $1 million bond. Joel Wales was found dead November 3rd in a home south of Lawrence. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. See the Lowe's Pro Desk for more details. Appliance offer valid 125 through 27. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
The Harlem Globetrotters dribble into Wichita with their amazing Feats of Basketball World Tour at Interest Bank Arena Saturday, February 3rd. Prepare to be amazed by the ball-handling wizardry and experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing all night long. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at Interest Bank Arena Saturday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. Tickets available at selectaseat.com.
Along with a new governor, Kansas now has a new budget director. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Governor Jeff Collier has appointed Olathe Representative Larry Campbell to replace Sean Sullivan, who previously handled budget issues for Governor Brownback. Campbell is a retired banker and a current member of the Olathe City Council. Currently, he chairs the House K-12 Budget Committee and is vice chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. A liberal man has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for distributing child pornography. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister said that 50-year-old Michael Martin was sentenced after he pled guilty to one count of distributing child pornography. Martin admitted that a detective with the Kansas Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force downloaded child pornography from Martin's computer over a file-sharing network. McAllister said the images depicted a young girl engaged in sex acts with an adult. Investigators also found child pornography on Martin's smartphone. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. A former softball coach has been given 10 years in prison for sexually abusing a 14-year-old girl in Council Bluffs. John Osborne was convicted December 22nd of four counts of sexual abuse. It was Osborne's second trial on the charges. He had been convicted in spring of 2015, but a judge ordered a new trial when new evidence surfaced. Council Bluffs police say Osborne and the girl engaged in sex acts when the girl stayed at Osborne's home in July of 2014 for a sleepover with his daughter. Authorities say a woman released from the Hall County Jail so she could report to her job failed to return to the jail after her shift. KSNB-TV reports the sheriff's office is looking for 26-year-old Natalia Ramos of Grand Island. The office says that Ramos failed to return from work release on Wednesday. Ramos was sentenced to 9 months in jail on January 10th for a misdemeanor theft conviction. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by the Kansas Wheat Commission.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and approved a 1-inch asphalt overlay project to be completed this summer or this fall. The roads overlaid would be Pheasant Road from Highway 99 to Winifred, 4th Road North, just over 2 miles, and Cyclone Road from 8th Road to Highway 77. A motion was approved for the project to be completed by October 15th, not to exceed 9.6 miles. The work to be done by Hall Brothers of Marysville, not to exceed a cost of $633,000. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed the 10-year 100% tax abatement requested by Central Valley Ag for a proposed new grain storage and truck handling facility near the Washington County Airport. Commissioners had heard constituent feedback not in favor of the request, with some concern that the county not risk losing the CVA facility. Opinions also reflected the fact the construction would not be expected to net additional new jobs. The 10-year abatement appears out of the question from commissioners' comments, who then reflected that a shorter period of exemption may be something to consider. Currently, the Neighborhood Revitalization Program calls for a 3-year exemption. No action was taken on the matter, which will be discussed further. Sheriff Justin Cordry advised that Washington County had housed 381 inmates from 6 outside counties in 2017, generating in excess of $400,000. 120 inmates were from Washington County, 146 from Gage County, 29 from Marshall County. State Department of Corrections housed 47, with 27 from Saline County. The average stay was just over a month. He was asked to return with costs involved for labor and expenses. The Area Agency on Aging has reported difficulty in finding volunteers to serve on their board representing Washington County. Tim Mueller will serve 1 year and Gary Ouellette the year following. After discussion, Christy Metz was hired as Environmental Science Secretary. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet this past week and will meet February 5th. Gage County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing on the long-range road and bridge plans February 14th. 29 projects are slated for 2018, with 30 outlined for future years. These 1- and 6-year plans will be submitted to the Nebraska Department of Transportation. A large upcoming project this spring is replacing the asphalt road north of Odell. Work is to begin in April with a detour during 2 months of construction, routing traffic to Nebraska Highways 8 and 112. Kansas State Senator Elaine Bower is a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. Bowers outlines issues facing the Kansas legislature in the upcoming session. She'll be a guest again on our public affairs program, hearing at about 7:10 Saturday morning on KNDY. Dorothy M. Clays, age 82, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service and burial will be private. A visitation is planned Sunday, noon until 3, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Clays. James T. Musil of Dubois passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Rosary Sunday at 5 at Wherry Mortuary. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5. Family will see friends from 3 until 5 at Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for James Musil.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska.
This high pressure continues to shift off to the east here for this afternoon, looking at dry weather conditions. Turning breezy, though, as that high begins to work off to the east, those winds kicking up out of the south around 15 to 25 miles per hour. Then some milder temperatures, at least for the start of your upcoming weekend, as a warm frontal boundary begins to approach from the west. High temperatures pushing up into the lower 50s for your Saturday, but looking to turn colder as a strong cold front then works in from the northwest for your Sunday, with snow in the forecast as well on Sunday. Taking a closer look at your forecast, for this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy conditions, with highs looking to reach the upper 30s, while south winds increasing to 15 to 25. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows around 30. Even milder into your Saturday, lots of sun, low 50s, but snow in the forecast Sunday, low 20s. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Reflections Hallmark is the sweet spot. Come on in to your Valentine's headquarters. Everything you need is here. cards, plush animals large and small, jewelry, and candy of all kinds. It's a Valentine's extravaganza at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
The groundhog is in the spotlight today. We will take a look at how the woodchuck got his day in the sun on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 2nd, the 33rd day of the year. Folk rock vocalist Graham Nash has a birthday, and America's most popular weather lore event is today, Groundhog Day. Religious traditions also observe this day as Candlemas, the exact halfway point between the winter solstice and spring equinox. The groundhog tradition comes to us from old Europe, where the emergence of hibernating animals like bears and badgers were seen as harbingers of spring. German settlers in Pennsylvania adopted the groundhog for that custom, and the rest, as they say, is history. By the way, the real reason groundhogs emerge in February is not to check on the weather, but to pursue that other February tradition, looking for romance. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Like new, priced right. The Nordis Motor Company has a 2017 Buick Envision, a 2016 Chevy Equinox, 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 High Country Edition, and a 2011 Chevy Equinox. Priced right, ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Friday. Temple beat number 16 Wichita State 81-79 last night. Quentin Rose scored 19 points for the Owls, who are now 12-10, 4-6 in the American Athletic Conference. Josh Brown had 15 points. For the Shockers, Shaq Morris had 24 points and 9 rebounds, and Austin Reeves added 20 points. Shocks now 17-5 overall, 7-3 in conference play. They've dropped 3 of 5. Up next for the Shockers, they'll be at Memphis next Tuesday night. The NCAA is proposing to change its transfer rules, which would allow students to transfer more freely and play immediately. At the moment, student athletes are allowed to transfer from one school to another, but must face a penalty of sitting out one season. KWCH-TV reports that Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall called the move reckless. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Harlem Globetrotters dribble into Wichita with their amazing Feats of Basketball World Tour at Interest Bank Arena Saturday, February 3rd. Prepare to be amazed by the ball-handling wizardry and experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing all night long. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at Interest Bank Arena Saturday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. Tickets available at selecttheseat.com.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
It
only took three fights before Olympic bronze medalist Nico Hernandez would compete for a title. The Wichitan is a perfect 3-0 in all of his hometown bouts, no less. The 22-year-old will face Hungarian champion Josef Little Red Ajtal in the 8th round main event for the vacant International Boxing Association America's Flyweight title. That fight taking place February 10th at Hartman Arena in Wichita. It was originally scheduled for the 2nd of December, but Hernandez postponed the fight due to a shoulder injury. Round ball action this weekend. Oklahoma State squaring off against KU. That match at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, K-State will face West Virginia. Some kind of football game happening this weekend also. Super Bowl 52 between the Philadelphia Eagles and New England Patriots. From Minneapolis at 5:30 Sunday afternoon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball action, Marysville at Abilene. Girls and boys games live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming on our website and our mobile app. Valley Heights entertains Mission Valley. Frankfort tips off at Hanover. Washington County entertains Axtell. Lynn hosting Troy. Centralia tips off at Onega. Again, high school basketball Friday, Marysville at Abilene, live on KNDY.
K-State fans, pack the house at 7 o'clock Saturday, February 3rd, as K-State women's basketball hosts the Iowa State Cyclones. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Performing at halftime will be the national halftime act, Christian and Scooby. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS and get your $1 tickets today.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details. Share your love of gardening and the bountiful harvest with the hungry in your community. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Designate a row or garden bed to growing a giving garden and donate the harvest to your local food pantry. Feeding America reports that 41 million Americans struggle with hunger, and many are children and seniors. Gardener Supply Company is inviting gardeners to lend a hand. Take the Garden to Give pledge and grow food to give to those in need. You'll find a simple giving garden plan of long-keeping pantry favorites such as carrots, cabbage, kale, and winter squash on their website at gardeners.com. These late maturing vegetables will be ready for harvest at about the same time, so you can make your donation in just one trip. But once you've experienced the benefits of sharing fresh produce, you're likely to find yourself making regular donations to the pantry. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Sometimes all it takes is one determined person. That was the case in Waynesville, Missouri. Not for one such lady, this well-visited spot would not exist. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The old stagecoach stop here in Waynesville, Missouri, was built in the 1850s. Over the years, it housed many travelers. When Fort Leonard Wood was established during World War II, the then 90-year-old building was housing more people than ever.
32,000 construction workers descended on this little bitty. Waynesville was a little town of 200, and the only town, really. But it was also a boom time because they were working three shifts, and you could rent a bed out three times a day.
Terry Primus lives in Pulaski County, Missouri, shares the story of the historic structure. He says the building was showing its age.
In 1980, the city condemned the building. Everybody pretty much thought it was going to wind up being a parking lot because it's right next to the bank.
But someone in town saw the value in that old condemned hotel.
A lady by the name of Maxine Farnham just couldn't bear the thought of the oldest building in Pulaski County being torn down.
She recruited others and began raising funds to buy it and bring it back to life. Terry was one of those who helped the old stagecoach stop become the history stop it is today.
Our building spans almost the whole history of Pulaski County. What we have done is restored each room to a different period in the building's history.
This is a grassroots, volunteer-led effort. Terry laughs and says you get a very authentic experience when you come here.
Well, we can't really afford to replicate anything, so we've just kept the old stuff. So our building is 96% original, and maintaining a 100-year-old building is really a chore.
But a chore they enjoy, and one the community and many visitors appreciate. They get to learn the history of the county inside the oldest building in that county, thanks to a few people who gave of their time to make it happen. Traveling the countryside in Waynesville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Raising livestock doesn't always mean cattle, hogs, or sheep. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Alternative farm animals such as alpacas or emus can be an exciting venture as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Beef, cattle, sheep, and hogs are considered traditional livestock. There is another group of animals that goes beyond what's commonplace in the barnyard. Bison, elk, alpacas, llamas, and donkeys are examples of alternative livestock. Ginger Myers is the Extension Marketing Specialist for Ag and Natural Resources at the University of Maryland. She says before you venture into exotic animal ownership, think about special stewardship considerations and whether you have the ability to properly care for them.
You certainly need to take a look at, can you meet their nutritional needs? Or are you going to have to buy in feeds? Are they going to need special fencing? Sometimes you need a high tensile fence with tight wires at the bottom so they can't crawl through, or a higher fence. How are you going to water these animals? Is there water on your property?
Myers says all animals need some sort of shelter. Even hardy bison should have a place to get out of the weather if they want to. Who will you call if your alternative livestock gets sick? Myers says finding veterinary care for specialty animals can be a challenge, so it would be smart to learn the basic medical care.
Being able to take their temperature and knowing what a normal range is and administer some kind of medication if you need to. So if you haven't had experience with handling livestock, you need to work out that or go visit someone else who has these to talk about how do they treat them. How do you catch them and tie them up so you can take their temperature or you can administer an aspirin if they need it?
Alternative livestock often fall outside the regulations for conventional animals, so there may be special licenses or local permits to apply for. Learn more about raising alternative livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
fight against herbicide-resistant weeds, you can show no mercy. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side-by-side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the last few years, since herbicide-resistant weeds started showing up in farmers' fields, their infestations have spread. Dave Johnson is with DuPont Crop Protection.
They've really been going full steam ahead in the south as you get into the lower Midwest, but really now moving into the upper Midwest. More and more weed populations are resistant. It's causing headaches for our growers, and we really need to learn how to control these things and stay on top of it.
It may be tempting when money's tight to scale back on herbicides. But Johnson says gaps are not a good idea.
You know, weed control doesn't cost, it pays. You know, we have great genetics out there now that have high yield potential, and we need to figure out how to get that yield potential. And one way is to invest in our weed control programs. And it's really a long-term process, too, in that weeds that get away from us now, we're going to be fighting for the next 5 years. So really, you know, think of the costs associated with that, too.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are you going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hire a professional. You can judge.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the European Union has once again delayed a ruling regarding Bayer's planned takeover of Monsanto. Earlier this week, EU Commissioner antitrust investigators extended their investigation by 5 working days until March 12th now. The ongoing proceeding would have given Bayer until midnight on Monday to offer further concessions to EU regulators or request another extension of up to 10 working days. The EU did not state a reason for the delay to deliver its verdict on the merger, and a Bayer spokesman has declined comment. The transaction would make Bayer the largest supplier of seed and crop chemicals, surpassing ChemChina's Syngenta, DowDuPont, and BASF. Late last year, the EU Commission granted Bayer more time to provide information, which pushed the deadline for the EU to decide over the deal back to March the 5th from late January, and Bayer had initially hoped to wrap up the deal the end of last year. We'll move over millennials. The next generation of food industry influencers has arrived. Although members of Generation Z just now entering adulthood, their impact on the food industry is being felt. That according to a new study. The Generation Z, those born from 1997 to now, represent 27% of the U.S. population. That's a larger group than millennials. Clover Information Company NPD Group says Gen Zs are unintentional foodies by virtue of their upbringing in a culture that talks about, celebrates, and entertains with food. They are told at an early age that their food can do for them regarding functionality and nutritional value. Also, that they value flavor, function, and authenticity over brand and hype. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're still seeing some grain in cattle, but corn, wheat, and soybeans continue to be under pressure as we roll through our Friday. March corn down a quarter cent, 361 and a half. May corn down half a cent, 369 and a half. March Kansas City wheat down three quarters of a cent, 466 and a quarter. May down a half a cent, 481 and a quarter. March soybeans down 5 at 980. May beans down 5 at 991 and a half. March soybean meal 220 lower at 331.80. May's down 210 at 335.60. March bean oil 29 points lower at 32.61. May is down 29 points at 32.81. So not a good look in the soy complex, and corn and wheat still under pressure. February live cattle up 77 at 127.20. April live cattle up 67 at 126.60. So some good moves for cattle. Most of the later months in live cattle are higher. March feeders up 185 at 151.40. April feeder cattle up 172 at 151.85. And just like live cattle, all the later months in feeder cattle are higher as well. Hogs are mixed. The early contract is up. February hogs up 22 at 75.05, but April hogs down 60 at 72.22. So we are seeing some issues with hogs, but for the most part, the livestock complex looks pretty good here in the middle of the day on our Friday. March cotton down 94 points at 77.41. May's down 75 at 78.70. And looking at a couple of other issues, March crude oil is 53 cents lower at 65.27. April crude is down 61 at 64.94. Unleaded gas and heating oil are also lower. Gold is sharply lower. February gold down $10.10 at 13.34.20. April is down 9.90 at 13.38. And the U.S. dollar index for March is up 0.345 at 88.85. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
The vast majority of customers who make Wichita RV their last stop shop no more. And here's the reason. For over 25 years, Wichita RV, now with two locations in Wichita, has been serving Kansas and surrounding states, providing a superior sales experience in both new and pre-owned recreational vehicles. Right now, if you've even thought about looking, you owe it to yourself to check out Wichita RV's late winter sale of 2017 holdover models. Brand new units, blowout prices at Wichita RV. Learn more at WichitaRV.com.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, sharing some concern about the American soybean industry losing market share. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Removal is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
American soybean growers have always looked to China to be their biggest market, but now we're losing market share, and it's becoming a major area of concern because the race to grow higher yielding soybean crops has robbed their most prized nutrient, protein. Declining protein levels make soybeans less valuable to the $400 billion industry that produces feed for cattle, pigs, chickens, and fish. And the problem is a key factor driving soybean buyers from the U.S. to Brazil, where warmer weather helps offset the impact of higher crop crop yields on protein levels. Listen to these numbers. A decade ago, the United States supplied 38% of soybeans to China, the world's top importing soybean country, compared to 34% from Brazil. But now, Brazil supplies 57% of Chinese imports, compared to 31% from the United States. Soybeans are by far the most valuable U.S. agricultural export, with $22.8 billion in shipments in 2016. But declining protein levels and market share pose another serious problem for soy farmers already challenged by a global oversupply and years of depressed prices. Yes, these are troubling trends for the $41 billion U.S. soybean sector, but the industry's response has yet to take on much urgency. Protein levels have fallen as biotechnology and other breeding advances have pushed yield per acre to record highs, and that dilutes protein content. The North Dakota farmer, Jared Haggart, a director and past chairman of the Soybean Board, said, "China needs soybeans, and we are at risk of becoming a residual supplier if we don't work on protein improvements." Back with a final word after this message.
Today's farm equipment is expensive, so why not protect your investment with high-quality Senex lubricants from the Farmers Cooperative? Save $10 when you purchase a 40-pack of Senex Premium Grease, or earn a $50 gift card with the purchase of 125 gallons of Senex high-quality lubricants. Offer ends February 28th. See your local Farmers Cooperative branch for complete details. Extend your equipment's life with Senex quality lubricants.
Farmers Cooperative.
The United soybean industry is beginning to take the protein problem seriously. The industry group will spend $5.6 million in 2018 on research. That's up from $3.7 million last year. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
There's no such thing as the perfect site for expanding a livestock operation, but good planning will help keep the neighbors happy on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
As the demand for meat increases, you may be considering an expansion in your livestock operation that includes construction of a new building. Amy Millmeyer Schmidt is a livestock bioenvironmental engineer at the University of Nebraska. She says finding the right spot on your land is important, but there are key emotional questions that must be answered before any dirt is turned over.
What are your plans for protecting your neighbors? What are your plans for protecting water quality? How will you stay involved in the community, give back to the community? What's your reason for wanting to expand? And a lot of times we see that being so that they can bring another generation back to the farm. It's not typically someone from outside of that community that's coming in and buying land and putting up a production system.
The site you choose is limited by the land you have access to, but she says to identify all potential risks and go through as many scenarios as you can. One of the first assessments is to see where neighboring property owners are in relation to your site.
Figure out where's a good place to locate this so that I'm impacting neighbors as little as possible with odors. The other thing we like to tell people is kind of out of sight, out of mind. You know, if you can find a location where you're not as visible from the road, if you have a natural tree line that you can kind of be behind so that it shields the view of your property.
The University of Nebraska has a detailed website called Ag Site Planner, where you can find the resources to help you plan and answer these types of questions. I'm Jody Henke. You'll find the link for Ag Site Planner at agriculture.com.
FFA is dedicated to making a positive difference in the lives of students, and Nemaha County Cooperative is proud to support our local youth who take part in FFA to develop their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. From Nemaha County Cooperative in Seneca.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. President Donald Trump and farmers and ranchers across the country have many shared priorities for 2018 following the State of the Union address earlier this week. American Farm Bureau Federation Director of Advocacy and Political Affairs Cody Lyon says President Trump touched on many topics that are important to farmers and ranchers during his State of the Union address.
We were very pleased that the president spent a good deal of time focusing on the need for infrastructure improvement. Very pleased as well with the focus on the regulatory reform. We'll continue to look at what the administration and Congress want to do with immigration reform and trade, which continue to be very important, especially as we move toward a farm bill.
Lyon says infrastructure provides a critical role for agriculture, and repairs are desperately needed to the nation's aging infrastructure system.
Infrastructure is very important to be able to make sure that the flow of these commodities that are grown and raised are able to be turned into food or turned into fuel or transported. Roads, railways, locks and dams, waterways, all of it becomes very crucial for us to make sure we can move product.
American Farm Bureau Federation is creating an advocacy blog where farmers and ranchers can follow policy items, including the infrastructure rebuilding and the 2018 Farm Bill discussion all through the year 2018. Lyon says the blog will focus on the importance of getting involved.
Well, there's something that's brought up in the news by the president, by members of Congress, that touch on Farm Bureau's important issues. We want to make sure we provide a commentary on that, and as well as provide new trends that we're seeing for our members and others to really be effective whenever they want to influence and advocate their lawmakers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
The vast majority of customers who make Wichita RV their last stop shop no more. And here's the reason. For over 25 years, Wichita RV, now with two locations in Wichita, has been serving Kansas and surrounding states, providing a superior sales experience in both new and pre-owned recreational vehicles. Right now, if you've even thought about looking, you owe it to yourself to check out Wichita RV's late winter sale of 2017 holdover models. Brand new units, blowout prices at Wichita RV. Learn more at Wichita RV.
KNDY.